It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Cannabis Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. We took a little hiatus. The fall sports season has come to a close, and we're talking winter sports right now. And the two teams that are getting early starts, well, of course, wrestling is always an early start, but the girls' basketball team is also starting on Saturday. But we're going to start with Coach Nas. First, I'd like to say welcome back. You're a graduate of Mobridge High School, aren't you?
Yep.
And so welcome back, and welcome to the coaching ranks at Mobridge Pollock. It's got to be a great feeling to be back home, right?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of kids I see, I know their parents, I know a lot of families, so it's really nice to get to see everybody again, and the energy, and the support is outstanding here.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that makes this a little bit easier is you've got a little experience. You were an assistant football coach this year, and so you've got a little bit of going into this wrestling season as the head coach.
Oh, yeah, and I got to meet a couple kids ahead of schedule. And we actually had a couple kids decide to try wrestling that's never wrestled this year. And I'm excited for them, too, and see how they grow.
One thing I want to talk to you a little bit about is something new in South Dakota anyway. I'm not sure if it's nationwide now or is the girls' side of wrestling right now. There's a lot of excitement with this right now. And you've had in the past, and I don't know about this year, but you've had some very good girls compete in the state tournament even.
Yep. When I first started, I had a couple girls that competed against the boys before they had their own girls' division. And then last couple years, I had some very talented ladies.
Well, this year at Mobridge Pollock, one of the things that is kind of a proud tradition, if you look on the wall in the gymnasium there, you see a couple of state titles there. You see some wrestling accomplishments. Mobridge, I think, has always been known, and we'll say Mobridge Pollock now, has always been known as a powerhouse wrestling program, whether it be Class A or Class B. And so there's a little tradition there, isn't there?
Yeah, and the kids, they look at that board every day, and they want to live up to that dynasty as well. They're working, they want their names to be up there, and they want to be memorized for a lot of years to come.
You've got, I won't say a full slate, but you've got a lot of wrestlers out, and you said there are some that are trying it for the first time, but you've got some real good experience as well, don't you?
Yep, we kind of hit all classes. We have some really good veterans, and then we have some that are middle class, just learning it. And then we have some that it's their first year. So it's nice to see everybody's going to grow this year.
I know one thing that you've got, and you've got kind of a legacy. Aiden Schoenhart is going to be an outstanding wrestler, trying to live up to his older brother, who was a state champion with Mobridge Pollock High School. But he's a kid that is going to do a lot of really good things this year, isn't he?
Yes, and the really great thing about Aiden is he's hungry for knowledge. He not only wants to wrestle, he wants to get better. And if I show him a move, it's not just, okay, coach, it's why do I do that? And he wants it broke down to the T. So he's really wants to know the knowledge of wrestling and how to perfect everything he's doing.
And that makes coaching really special when you've got a kid that is willing to do that. And one thing I do know about wrestling, it's hard work. It's not easy. I mean, there's a lot of conditioning, and you've had a couple of weeks now to get them in shape. Coming into Saturday, how are you feeling?
I'm super excited. Like I said, every kid I have is just so hungry for the mat time. They're so hungry for knowledge. We have an outstanding coaching staff. I'm just excited every day I get to see my coaches. Half the time, I have a hard time just leaving practice because I like talking with them afterwards. And we shoot ideas about kids, about moves, or just talk about what happened yesterday. And that's really fun. And I think every one of those coaches has something to bring to the table.
Well, let's talk about your staff. First of all, who are they?
I have Al Lawrence. He is just a book of knowledge, perfectionist. He wants everything done right, which I love because I can shoot ideas off him and he'll shoot ideas off me.
Okay.
And I have Annie Orth, and Annie Orth does an outstanding job with the ladies. She is also very knowledgeable, and she's very personal with the young women and the boys on the team. And then I have Cordell, and Cordell is new to the team this year, but he brings a lot of excitement and he brings a lot of energy to the kids. And then Kyle Jensen comes in, and he is once again just a huge book of knowledge and something right. more I can use.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to have kind of that legacy. I know that in the past, the Shear brothers have been here to put on clinics and to, you know, promote wrestling. And one of the Shear boys is still president of the IOC. So, I mean, you've got that as well. So there are a lot of great wrestling prospects, I guess, that are getting that vast knowledge from guys that have been there and done that.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's really nice about Mobridge, and we have a couple more people coming back that were in the sport, and any pointers they can help out with the kids, if they can come show them a couple things, they're more. I'm always welcome as long as they get the okay first.
Yeah.
And just talking to the kids, I know a lot of kids see the people around this town that have wrestled before and just talking about them, about what they did, and they just love every knowledge they can get with that, and the things they can use to help improve themselves.
Well, and another thing that's really important, I think, and even Coach Hedick, who we'll talk to a little bit later, will attest to this. You're not as good as you are if you don't have that program that builds into your program. So it's important for the AAU and the junior high wrestling program to be competitive as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big advocate for youth. And my thing is with the youth, it's all about having fun and learn the fundamentals, but ultimately learn to love the sport. And then when you hit the middle school at level, it's starting to perfect it. And then you hit the high school and now you're dialed in and you're making it your best moves, your best abilities, and your training.
One thing that you guys always have is that first tournament in Stanley County. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You were saying when you competed in wrestling in high school that it was a two-day affair. There was a lot more teams. I've always said Stanley County gets some really good competition, but it's an early morning and it's a long day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a long day. A lot of matches, but I like a lot of matches because at this time of year you can see what your kids are capable of and how they recover and how they can hit a mat after a match. And so I like that, and I like seeing different kids because you can see how your athletes are going to match up and what they can do against a different opponent.
For people that are thinking about going down and rooting the Tiger wrestling team on, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yes.
And Stanley County High School, it's kind of a neat venue for wrestling. I won't say that for basketball because I broadcast it out there, but for wrestling, it's got a nice terrace, and you can see on top and you can see the whole floor, which is kind of nice if you've got two or three wrestlers going at one time.
Yeah, I really like it, and it's, you have a bird's eye view on everything. Very seldomly you have a view issue because you got that whole top view. And only athletes are allowed down on the floor, so it's really exciting, I think. And when you're down there competing, you look up, and it's just like the whole crowd's hovering over you.
One thing I know about Mobridge Pollock wrestling fans, they'd like to do more home meets. They'd like to have more meets at home other than just the two that you have. You have one tournament, and then you have a duel, right?
We have three this year.
Good. That's awesome, because it's been just two in the past. What do we need to do to bring more wrestling to town?
A lot of it is a lot of work putting on a meet. You need the people willing to come and set up, tear down, and you need people interested in coming, getting other schools excited, recruiting other schools to come compete against you. And that's a lot of it.
One thing that Coach Holmstrom always said about football is, you know, it's high school sports, but it's also a community. And so he was asking for the community, hey, would you like to volunteer? Would you like to help out? And I know that the parents want to go watch, but there are other people in the community that can come help and help with wrestling meets, kind of like they do during track season.
Oh, yeah. And the ones that are really helpful having people are the little kids, the AAU. That takes a lot of bodies to help run it and run it efficiently. And I know a lot of those little kids like to watch somebody or have somebody watch them and see them later on and say, hey, you had a really good match yesterday.
Yeah.
I know they just light up when they see you at the grocery store or somewhere the street.
It's important for fans to get out and support wrestling, especially with the legacy that the Mobridge Pollock High School has and the state championships and two U.S. Olympians and so on and so forth. But it's more important to get out and support high school activities. And you might never see these kids wrestle again, so it's important to get out there and root them on, right?
Yeah, and me personally, I think sports are more than just sports. I think they really build a person's character. They teach them dedication, hard work, how to set goals. With those little things will guide them throughout their whole life.
You know, if it wasn't for sports, I don't know if I would do what I do right now, because I learned how to lose gracefully. I learned how to win without being a jerk. I also learned communication skills that have carried me in my career. So I think that anybody that's ever played sports can kind of give a life story of where they are now because of what happened in high school sports.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Sports, wrestling, football, that molded me to the person I am. It taught me, like you said, how to lose gracefully. Not everything is going to go the way you want. Not everything's going to happen the way you want, but you have to learn how to get through it and build as a person. And I think sports teaches you that. And not only that aspect, but it teaches you the steps you have to take to get what you want. You have to put the work in. You have to put the dedication in. And you have to follow the right steps.
And a lot of people think that wrestling is a individual sport, but there's a team aspect to wrestling, isn't there?
I believe so, because you're only as good as the person you get to practice with. If you have a young man, which I think is so exciting this year, watching those kids compete and practice, they're hard workers. They want to get better. They want the knowledge. And you need a good partner to push you every day to hit your goals. So I think it's a huge aspect with the team, not just that part, though, but it's also the camaraderie. Like when you get done with a match and you look up the stands and your whole team's excited for you, that just builds that energy and you want to keep getting better and better as a result.
Yeah, you're right. And I know that we are kind of running out of time. I do want to put you on the spot for a second. I want to ask you about the weight classes and the kids you have in them going to compete on Saturday. Can you do that off the top of your head?
Yep. I have Wyatt will be competing at 132. Mark and Braden, they'll be competing at 145. And then I will have Remington Ford. He will be wrestling at 170. And then we will have Aiden Schoenhart will be 220. And then we will have Riley, Wyatt, and Axon all wrestling heavyweight. And then, or wait, Wyatt will be 220 and Quincy will be heavyweight.
Oh, Quincy's out for wrestling. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot of improvement with him during football season. He kind of blossomed. And so that's got to make you hopeful as far as he must have pretty good work ethic. He must have a desire to be there.
Yeah. And he's a great kid just to talk with and have fun. And that's one thing I really enjoy about these athletes is they're just great young men and women. I love talking with them. Before practice, after practice, they stop in, they want to talk. Sometimes I look at the clock and I'm like, you guys got to go home.
Yeah, exactly. That's always a good problem to have. You know, and one of the things, Annie Orth, I think that being that she grew up in a wrestling family with her brothers, both wrestling, I think that she's got a kind of an inside track. And you're right about her. She's got great tact, I could say, with her athletes too.
Oh yeah, she has a great personality and her athletes really appreciate her. And she's another one that I love having my staff, because sometimes she'll look at me and say, coach, different terminology, and I'll be like, okay, I gotta break this down a little farther down. She'll look at me and say, okay, you're going a little too far in advance, you need to bring her back. And I'm like, and that's what I love about our staff is they all have different ways. And with wrestling, every kid, like we said, it's a team sport, but it is an individual sport. Every athlete's going to do something a little different, so you just have to help them perfect their abilities.
Saturday morning, 10 a.m., you guys are going to be at the Stanley County Invite, and then you get a little break, don't you, before you go back at it again?
Yep, then we go back at Falkton the following Saturday.
Following Saturday. So you get a week off to kind of reevaluate and take a look at what they did at Stanley County and, you know, and work on the next meet.
Yep, and I think that's a nice way to start the beginning of the year is having that break, and then you can – to have those days, those hard day practices, and then you can throw a couple light days, we're going to fix this and that, and then you can hit another hard day, so you're not constantly running, which really helps those kids pick up on their technique or yeah, fine-tune their little
you bet
abilities.
Before I let you go, is there something you want to say to the fans, to the people at Mulbridge Pollock that they need to know for this upcoming wrestling season?
Main thing is I'm just excited to work with such a great faculty and such a great group of young men and women. It's absolutely amazing to have kids that want to learn, want to get better. And I love the support of Mobridge. Every time I go out to go to the grocery store, I run into somebody that talks wrestling or talks about a certain athlete that I have. And that's just exciting to see that people really, truly care about these kids and these kids really care about the sport.
Well, welcome aboard. Thank you for coming into Tiger Talk. I'm going to keep calling you throughout the season. We're going to get some updates and talk a little bit more. I'm excited about this wrestling season as well. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Coach Nas, the head wrestling coach at Mobridge Pollock High School. We're going to take two-minute break. We'll come back. Coach Hedick is going to sit in and talk a little girls basketball when we return to Tiger Talk. For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also with skill and imagination. There's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mobridge.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, doctor of physical therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
Hey, welcome back here. Joining us now, not boys golf coach, girls basketball coach, Stefan Hedick. Hey, coach, how you doing?
Very good.
I want to talk to you about pressure. Because I think that, we talked maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and you were talking, 3 years from now. Wow, this team, 3 years from now, it's going to be. And you've had some superstar athletes the last 4 or 5 years, and you're losing one in Landon Henderson. But you've got a group of girls this year that are senior laden. Young girls that are energetic and ready to go. This is a dream come true for a coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a great time in our program. You know, this is my fourth year with them. So it's kind of the program that we've been trying to build come to fruition. You know, these are the girls that have been with us their entire career. So they know the program more in and out. There hasn't been as much learning and as new stuff as much as there is review and building on the skills that we already have. So that's super exciting to be at this point.
When I talk about the seniors, you've got four seniors that are going to be vital to this team. And then when you look at the bench, you've got people that can step right in. Tell me a little bit about this team. First of all, give me your seniors.
Seniors this year, we've got Mariah Gehring, Emily Hatzenbuehler, Emma Keller, and Madison Ross are the four seniors on their roster.
You know, and all four of them bring something different to this team. You've got, you know, a real good finesse outside shooter. You've got one that is going to be on the inside, your powerhouse. You've got a couple that are going to be, you know, setting up the offense. It's going to be interesting. But then I say it again, you look on the bench and you've got so much talent there. Is this the deepest you've ever been?
Absolutely. There's no question. I don't see any reason that on any given night we can't go 10 to 12 deep. We've been talking to coach about that, and there's at least 12 girls that we feel very, very confident putting on the floor anytime we need to. So that's huge to be able to have that kind of depth. Any girls having an off night and there's somebody else that's there that's ready to go and that's hungry to fill that spot and give it her all.
You take a look at your schedule. It's not a simple one. I mean, there's a lot of traveling this year, whereas there was a lot of home games last year. This year, there's going to be a lot of trips and some long trips at that. You start off on the road on Saturday against a team that you really can't scout a lot. I mean, you can see what they've done in the past, but this is a team that you're kind of unfamiliar with because they've been a B school for so long. What do you know about Dupree?
Well, we don't know them as far as, like you said, we haven't played them in our regular season in the formal side of it, but we did have a summer league here. There was some people that started the Ignite Basketball Club up here, which was incredible opportunity for our girls to have an opportunity all summer to get better. And part of that Elite Basketball Club was a summer league, and Dupree did come to that summer league. So we got to see them very regularly throughout the summer and kind of know the kind of athletes that they have and what they put on the floor.
How do you match up with them?
You know, we're a little bit outsized, but you can throw a dart at our schedule and you're not going to find a team that probably doesn't have some size on us. We're just not real big, but as you know from every team I've had for the past 4 years, we're going to be the faster team and we're going to be the more conditioned team.
Well, and one of the trademarks of a Stephen Hedig basketball team is defense. You guys play incredible defense, and I think it all starts with your backcourt pressure. You've got a couple of Energizer bunnies, I could say, that are back there. And, you know, you got to be impressed with Heidi Olson as a sophomore last year and her defensive skills. And then get her a year of experience under her belt, and here she is this year. You're probably expecting the same, if not more, this year defensively from her.
Yeah, we expect big things on Heidi, but she always gives us big things on the defensive end. You know, there's just no – you look at her stamina being incredible cross-country athlete that she is, and then the way she can translate that into basketball, there's just no quit. But, again, going back to like we talked about early, the beautiful thing is there is – a ton of girls that I can put on the floor that have that kind of energy on defense. So if we can be rotating in there and keep fresh legs in that pressure, it's like you said, that's kind of one of the things that we in our program like to hang our hat on, is that aggressive, fast pressure defense. And we always feel like as long as we can play our game, as long as we can be in it, we're going to be the ones that have the legs under us yet in the fourth quarter when push comes to shove and we need to have the energy to finish a game. We take pride in being that team that still has it.
And then you look at the sophomore and junior or a freshman class that you have coming up. There are some real diehard basketball playing girls on those two teams. Of course, you know, you have the Oberlin girls that are just phenomenal athletes. And then you look down at the freshman class and boy, it's a who's who of great basketball, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're just hungry. You know, the young ones, Grace and Sophia, and then Charlie Henderson's in that class. And then the varsity roster rounds out right now with Faith Heil, Tegan Cohen, Old Lake Thompson down in the freshman class. They just bring so much energy and love to the game of basketball. And they're pushing every day. They got a ton of talent. They got a ton of energy. And they're pushing the older girls to get better, and they're pushing themselves to get better. And it's been so much fun this past week and a half to watch these kids meld together and learn together and turn into one unit.
You know, and that's the thing. We talk about the secret of any program. It's going to be your young kids pushing in practice, your varsity kids, plus I think that the nice thing about Mobridge Pollock is it's got a great program that builds into the junior high and even the lower grades, fifth and sixth grade, that build into the junior high, that build into the varsity.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I've kind of tried to add to my focus as a head coach. I don't view myself just as a coach of the ninth through 12th grade. I make it a point every year this time of year to reach out to all the feeder program coaches, all the way from those in second grade, third grade, all the way up. I've got all their email addresses and phone numbers sitting on a note card on my desk. So I always like to reach out to them and say, just to say, hey, you know, even if you just need something, any kind of advice, and they've been really good at communicating with me, asking for help with drills or anything like that, any ideas I might have. And that works its way up into the middle school. We've got some great people, Mrs. Conold and Tina Lawrence there. We mentioned, Mr. Nas mentioned Al Lawrence. Well, his wife does just as much with our basketball program. She's in there constantly helping with the middle school program. And the great thing is all those feeder programs, I'm able to communicate with them, and we're able to have the same goals and the same style of play and the same focus as they come through. So it makes it a little bit more seamless.
You know, although, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to the feeder programs, it also is the community that supports a basketball program from second grade through 12th grade. And you've got a community that gets behind you and supports this program, and they have since you began.
Yeah, our community is amazing, all the way from the MYO program, who's putting on basketball practices and basketball tournaments, getting all these other ones in here, giving the kids an opportunity to compete at a young age, all the way up to the Booster Club. And now one of the things the Booster Club is doing this year is even reaching out beyond 9th through 12th and trying to help out some of them younger programs if and when they need it. Just great groups of people. And then the support from the community in general, we love that. We love to see it, and we love to see it even more this year. You know, I think these girls have an opportunity to do something really special this year, something that we haven't done in a basketball program in Mobridge for a number of years, as far as how far we can go this year. And I can tell you on from the girls that when you get a good full crowd of Tiger fans in that gym, the energy that brings, it really does make them play better. They feel that energy and they feed off of it.
Well, I think you saw it in the football stands. I think you saw it in the volleyball courts. When the crowds show up, the teams just perform better. And I think it's important not only to be there, but to be a fan and to get into the games and root on kids you might not even know, but still root them on. And then, of course, everything in high school starts with education first. And that's another thing that you have the luxury of having. You've got some good student athletes on your team.
Absolutely. I'm a little bit spoiled in that sense, you know, as far as keeping an eye on their academics and things like that. I get a weekly grade report from one of the ladies in the office and attendance reports. And maybe in 4 years, there's been once or twice that we had to run for an unexcused tardy, and they probably had a relatively good excuse for that, you know. And in each week when I get that report, I'm summarizing the GPA and I'm talking to the kids about goals. And honestly, a lot of weeks our goal is to go from an average of 3.75 to 3.8 in the GPA or something. Just incredibly smart kids, great girls, and they're getting it done in the classroom just as much or more than they are on the court.
And that translates to the court, doesn't it? If you've got some smart kids that can figure out problems, then it translates to athletics as well.
Oh, it's a blessing to coach smart kids. Yep. The quicker they can figure things out, the better we are.
I see you're looking at your schedule there. As we take a look down the road, Sisseton comes to town Saturday, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. And then you've got Aberdeen-Roncalli here, which is always kind of a unique game. It's a rivalry. And I remember a couple of years ago, you were saying that there's a couple of teams that you haven't beaten as a coach, and you really want Aberdeen-Roncalli, don't you?
Absolutely. I've got three. I don't need to list them right now, but, you know, just we all have our goals and we have our team goals. Obviously, the most important ones are the girls getting, reaching their goals, trying to make a state tournament and beyond that, and the individual goals that they have. That's really what I'm here for. But any good coach is going to have goals of his own. And And I do know that there's three teams that we haven't beaten yet in the past 4 years. So those ones are pretty high on my radar. And I'm always looking forward to those games as well.
You know, this time of year, you can't do a lot of scouting. You can't really evaluate your own team, much less try to get an advantage over somebody else. You've been with them for what, a couple of weeks now, practicing. And I hate to even ask this. It's kind of a stupid question. Where do you feel you are right now?
I feel that we have a chance to be a very competitive team. I look for us to be. Have a very good chance of being the number one in the region by the end of the year and good potential to win the conference as well. You talked about this front stretch of our season. It's no slouch. You know, Dupree's got a very respectable team. Last year, they knocked off Chamberlain. You know, they were the underseed and they knocked off Chamberlain in the region tournament. So we know they have the ability to play, and we're going down and we're playing in their gym for the first game. We watched them play again, like I said, all summer. So that's going to be a good game to start off with. And also then we got 1 week to face Sisseton. Sisseton I view as potentially one of the top teams in the state this year. We saw what they could do last year and they didn't lose. They lost one guard, but she wasn't by any means their most effective guard. So they got everybody back. Plus I think they got another tall girl back off of injury. So, that was a unique game last year. We kind of lit up the scoreboard. We put up 70 some points and one of the highest scoring points we had of the year, which was really exciting and fun to watch our girls get up and down and hit shots. But the unfortunate side of that is 72 is only so good when they put up 80. So
yeah.
We got to focus a little bit more on shutting down what their strengths were on our defensive side of the ball, along with the ability to score against them.
And then Aberdeen, Ron Colley. I mean, you really can't, you know, go into that game without feeling that little bit of a rivalry that goes back years and years and years. It's one of those things where, you know, I used to say there was a team that I played against in high school and I didn't care if we lost every game, as long as we won that one.
That's one that I know I want that one pretty bad. And I know the girls are going to want that one as well. You know, they've been very, very strong program the past couple of years. And they did send a lot of them into the college ranks after last year. So I anticipate that one to be very competitive. They're coming to our house this year, so we got to bring a lot of energy to that one, and I'm really excited to go try to get that one.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We kind of were mixed up on the time on Saturday, but JV starts at?
I believe it's JV at 2.
2 o'clock.
I have to verify that, but I'm pretty sure it's JV at 2.
So usually varsity starts about an hour and a half later, 3:30. But show up at 2 and watch this dynamic JV team. And, of course, if you can't make it to Dupree, if the weather's bad or whatever, I'll be there and we'll do the broadcast live from there. But man, I tell you what, I am excited. I think that this is going to be the year for you, and I can't say anything you know, that's negative about this team. It's all good. You've got a bunch of great girls, smart girls, and very athletic girls. I think that you're going to do the town proud.
Yeah, we can't wait to go show everybody what we got. So we've got an amazing group of girls, and they're working really hard to. They're working really hard. They're working really well together, and they're working to build every day to start achieving some of those goals that we have set.
All right. Coach Headache, girls basketball coach, again Saturday against Dupree in Dupree, and 2 o'clock JV. Show up and root this team on. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
All right. And that does it for Tiger Talk. We want to say thank you to the folks at the Pizza Ranch for hosting us again. This is the home for Tiger Talk every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We'll be back next week. We'll see if we can't get Coach Knutson to come in and talk boys basketball as well. Anyway, with that in mind, I'll send it back to Mary Schreier at the Star 99 studio.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Hsu next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands on Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.